Today we're going to talk about, because it's Yom HaTzmut, and because it is a mitzvah in the Torah, we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shechter likes to say over that people used to ask Rav Kook, why is it that you're so obsessed with the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that everything's Eretz Yisrael this, Eretz Yisrael that, you know, why are you always talking about Eretz Yisrael? And Rav Kook responded, it's not me. I just develop my personality based on the Torah. So I try to reflect a Torah personality. And the Torah, starting from Parshat Lech Lecha, every single Parshat through the rest of the Chumash, always talks about Eretz Yisrael. So obviously the Torah views Eretz Yisrael as being something very, very central to our religion. So that's why I talk about Eretz Yisrael so much, answered Rav Kook. And obviously it's a very bad thing in certain circles where Eretz Yisrael, because of all the discussions about Zionism and what it means and what Medinat Yisrael means, so people in certain circles just shy away from any discussion about Eretz Yisrael, and Kuli Amalo Pligi, that Eretz Yisrael is a very, very major component of our religion. Now the Chumash in Sefer Bamidbar Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Nun Gimel tells us that when the Jewish people go into Eretz Canaan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, V'yarashtem esa aretz v'yashaftem ba, that you should yarsh in the land, you should dwell in the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have given it, kiluchan esatiyo, I have given it to you to yarshin. And the Ramban, right there on the spot, says, obviously the Torah is trying to give us a chiv daraisa, mitzvah daraisa, to live in Eretz Yisrael. And if the Jewish people want to conquer some other land and make that their homeland, that would be a bitul asei of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah is to go and conquer Dafka Eretz Yisrael. It is a ksubas inyan, ksubas daf kuf yud. The Gemara discusses in the last couple of blad in the Masechta the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael, and that a person has to make every effort to live in Eretz Yisrael. And even if you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael in a less religious neighborhood, in a neighborhood of non-Jews, better to live in Eretz Yisrael in a neighborhood of non-Jews than to live in Chutz La'aretz, even if you're living in a mostly Jewish city. And all these discussions about issues when the husband and wife can't agree whether to make Aliyah or not. But the bottom line, the whole premise of the discussion seems to be that it is a great mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The one major Rishon who causes a lot of discussion is the Rambam. The Rambam does not list the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael amongst the 613 mitzvahs in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. Now the Ramban, obviously, in Mitzvahs HaSei Dalid, in his Hasagas in the Sefer HaMitzvah, says that the Rambam forgot this one. And he quotes, the way the Ramban's style is, whenever the Ramban thinks the Rambam made a mistake, he doesn't think the Rambam is against one Gemara, he thinks the Rambam is against every Gemara. So the Ramban goes, every Gemara, he shakes out every Medrash, he says the Rambam is against everything. It's an obvious mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but the Rambam doesn't count it. So why does the Rambam not count it? So there are many, many, many approaches. We'll go through three basic ones. The Megillas Esther was not authored by someone named Esther. The author named it after his mother, who died as the book was about to go to print. So he called the Sefer Megillas Esther as a commentary on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvah. It says the Rambam leaves it out because it's not a mitzvah that's noeg ledoros. He says that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael no longer applies. And since it's not noeg ledoros, that's why the Rambam doesn't count it. The clear halachic implication of Megillas Esther, and Satmar Rebbe latches on to this Megillas Esther, that this is Torah's Moshe Misinai, that this is absolutely correct. Satmar Rebbe argues that there's no longer a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And nowadays, the mitzvah is batel. Now, a lot of the Achronim have a lot of problem with this Megillas Esther, because the Rambam doesn't count those mitzvahs that aren't noeg ledoros, but he counts mitzvahs that take a break, right? That were noeg once, aren't noeg for a period of time, and then are going to be noeg again, right? When Mashiach comes. Now, are you going to argue that when Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we're still not going to have the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Certainly by then we're going to have the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the Eino Noeg Ledoros argument is very, very difficult to understand. The Rambam himself says in many places that there's an obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael. In Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam writes that it's permissible to dwell anywhere in the entire world with the exception... I'm sorry, the Rambam himself does seem to imply in certain places that there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Because when the Rambam talks about the issue to live in Mitzrayim, he says you're allowed to live anywhere, just not Mitzrayim. Right? Which is always the kasha, obviously, as he's writing that from Mitzrayim. Right? You're allowed to live anywhere, just not Mitzrayim. So the implication is he doesn't mention in that line that you must live in Eretz Yisrael. He says you're allowed to live anywhere. So Rabbi Bleich pointed out in Contemporary Halachic Problems, Volume 2, that the implication of that line of the Rambam, at least, is like the Megillas Esther, that it doesn't seem that there is nowadays a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the Avnei Nezer, however, has a totally different defense of the Rambam. The Avnei Nezer in Yerodeh Chelik Bey Simin Tuf Nun Dalid writes that even according to the Rambam, one is mechuyev midaraisa to live in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that the Rambam omits that the obligation of living in Eretz Yisrael is no different than the fact that the Rambam omits the obligation to build an aron and to build the kaporis on the aron, right? Which the Ramban also disagrees with. The Ramban says, "How could you leave out the mitzvah of building the aron?" Right? But the Rambam leaves it out. The Avnei Nezer says because they're not independent mitzvos; they're part of a more general mitzvah. So, meaning like the Aron, it's part of the mitzvah building a mikdash. So it's not a separate mitzvah building the Aron. Building a mikdash from the Aron is where the Kedushas HaMikdash comes from. So obviously you need an Aron in a mikdash. Similarly, says the Avnei Nezer, mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not independent. It's included in the mitzvah of destroying the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael. What are you going to destroy them for? Destroy them and then abandon the land and leave it empty? No, the mitzvah obviously is to knock them out so that you can take it over. So it's all one big mitzvah. That's how the Avnei Nezer says it. The Tashbeit in Chelek Gimel Simin Reish Peches says that the Rambam would require one to live in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, and he says he only doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah because it's a mitzvah kolelas. Included in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael are many other mitzvahs, trumos, maestros, all the mitzvahs that's luyos ba'aretz. So since it's a mitzvah kolelas, it doesn't get counted as a separate mitzvah, even though it is definitely, he says, obligatory to actually do that. So whatever you hold about that, there are definitely advantages to live in Eretz Yisrael, even if you hold that there's no formal mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam himself writes that the sins of someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael are automatically nimchal, they're forgiven. You walk for amos in Eretz Yisrael, you're automatically assured a chelik in olam haba. A person should live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a city where mostly non-Jews. He quotes all the Gemaras at the end of Ksubas. He takes them literally. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos even that if you're buying a house from a guy in Eretz Yisrael, you can tell the guy to write a contract on Shabbos, because the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is going to be docha, the amir la'akum, of having the guy write the contract for you. So he holds that that's it. Obviously, he holds that there's some tremendous value in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Rabbi Bleich in that same article says that even if we were to hold that there's no chiyuv to live in Eretz Yisrael, it still must have tremendous zuchus. Must be tremendous zuchus to live in Eretz Yisrael based on the Gemara in Tainis Dav Yud, because Gemara in Tainis says that Eretz Yisrael is directly under the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to getting the hashkacha indirectly. So there is some tremendous value on that level. That's the Gemara in Tainis says. Avnei Nezer says dafka through malachim other lands get it. Eretz Yisrael is directly under the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the big issue? So why is it that there's so much controversy about whether we should or shouldn't live in Eretz Yisrael? So the Satmar Shita is based on the Gemara in Ksubas about the Gimel Shavuos, that there are three Shavuos that Kosh Baruch Hu is mashpia mankind. One of them is that Klal Yisrael is not supposed to take over the land by force, right? So that's the Satmar Rebbe's whole Sefer. Two of his Svarim are all, that I know of, are all built on the Gimel Shavuos. It's built on the idea that we're not allowed to take over Eretz Yisrael. So that would be the argument that we can't go in and have a Hakamas HaMedina and live in Eretz Yisrael. Now there are many, many, many rejections to this argument. There is Sfarim with hundreds of, it's like the Hanukkah Shaila, you know, the Hanukkah Kashas Beis Yosef. There are hundreds and hundreds of answers to the question. The Avnei Nezer says that we never find that the Jewish people ever accepted that oath. Plus, it's an Agadah to Gemara. Who says that we're halachically bound by that oath and that we're supposed to take that Gemara of all Gemaras, of all Agadah to Gemaras? That's the Agadah to Gemara that we have to take totally literally. And others say the three oaths all relate to each other. The Gimel Shavuos relate to each other. Someone who's chayiv in if the other oaths were kept, then this one would have been kept too. And what were included in the others were that the Umos Olam shouldn't be Meshabed Yisrael Yosher Midai, that they shouldn't go too hard on us. Well, the Holocaust was pretty hard. It was pretty much over the top. And as such, if they broke the oaths weren't three independent oaths, it was a deal. If they treat you a certain way, you have to treat them a certain way. They broke the deal. That's the Rav Shechter in Big Fe'atzon, page 216 in Big Fe'atzon, quotes the Stipler, that he says even if retaking Eretz Yisrael was a violation of the Gimel Shavuos, but so what? That was done 62 years ago. Okay, they violated the Gimel Shavuos. L'may nafkamina for us. We still have the tremendous success of living in Eretz Yisrael. So what? So it was a violation of the Gimel Shavuos. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be there. It just means that the original Zionists violated the Gimel Shavuos, even if Luyusura that were actually true. So now that we know how important it is to live in Eretz Yisrael, what's the heter to not live in Eretz Yisrael? Right. So there are several heterim that are quoted by the poskim. Rav Moshe has a famous shita. Ebenezer Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Beis. Rav Moshe holds that there is such a concept called a mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah that's not a chiyuv to do. It's a mitzvah that you do if you want to do it. And you get credit for doing the mitzvah, but it's not something you're obligated to do. And he wants to tell you that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is such a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah b'zman hazeh? Yes. But only a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah that everyone is mechuyev to do. Like many would say matzah in the other days of Pesach when it's not the Seder. Mitzvah kiyumis, perhaps. There is a Tosfos Ksubastav Kuf Yud where Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen writes that since it's so dangerous to get to Eretz Yisrael, and life in Eretz Yisrael is no life at all, it's impossible to live there, so it's best not to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Avnei Nezer, writing in the 19th century, says, yeah, but nowadays it's a picnic. Nowadays it's so much better, so that whole Tosfos doesn't apply. If you ever see pictures of what it looked like in the 19th century in Eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit different than the Nefesh B'Nefesh video, let's put it that way. And so it's hard to say that the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen will still apply. Truma Sudeshan says that it's a great thing to live in Eretz Yisrael, but there are sociological factors in terms of who's there, even though the Gemara says better to live in Eretz Yisrael when amongst Rishayim, but if it's going to ruin your own Yiddishkeit, it's one out of the 613 mitzvahs. It's not all of the 613 mitzvahs. And therefore, it's going to ruin your Yiddishkeit because there's no religious community there, so then you shouldn't do it. Again, that mitzvah just simply isn't true anymore. Rav Schechter writes, he wrote in an article in the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society many years ago, that Talmidei Chachamim and leaders of communities should stay in Chutz La'aretz where they have the greatest influence. That if I were to move to Eretz Yisrael, let's say, just take me as an example, I probably would not be able to be saying the Beis Medrash level shiur plus leading a community or whatever, being a rav of a community and having that type of hashpa. And even if I would be, the hashpa would be minimal. Even if I would have those jobs, the level of hashpa is much greater in Chutz La'aretz. So there are many rabbanim that hold that that if you're going to be able to have a greater influence on Klal Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz, then you should do so. But either way, whatever the heterim are, and obviously Rabbi Kamenetsky spoke about this, we have to be aware that living in Eretz Yisrael is an ideal, and as Rabbi Kamenetsky said, that's the default position. We need a reason not to, not a reason to. We need a reason not to live in Eretz Yisrael, and that Eretz Yisrael plays a primary role in Yahadus through and through, throughout the entire Chumash. And it's a tremendous zuchus to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael, and something that should be a goal on some level for all of us.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.